Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. In northern Pakistan, at least three people have been killed by the latest suspected American missile strike. Security officials said the missiles targeted Taliban offices in the South Waziristan region, close to Pakistan's border with Afghanistan. It's the second missile strike in the region in as many days. We're joined now by Charles Haviland, a correspondent for the BBC, who is coming to us from Pakistan. Welcome, Charles. And what signs do we have that this is an American attack?
Well, the Americans have actually launched more than 30 attacks from these unmanned drones within the last few months in Pakistani territory. America doesn't actually confirm launching the strikes, but these are American aircraft that people report seeing, the unmanned drone aircraft coming across the border from Afghanistan. So I think we are relying on the reports from not only witnesses and villagers in that part of the country, but also from local government officials in Pakistan who say it was indeed an American strike, just like the one yesterday.
And in the past, or at least certainly in the last couple of months, we've seen very strong reaction from Pakistani officials. What's been the reaction to these latest strikes?
Well, that's right. Of course, Pakistani officials, even if they're not necessarily speaking for themselves, are speaking for a very large constituency here in this country that is very much opposed to any American presence in the region, for instance, in Afghanistan, let alone the idea that the Americans would launch strikes within Pakistan. The reaction to this latest one is that the foreign minister of the civilian government, which you may recall only came into power in February, he basically said, as a friend, we are telling them don't do it, reflecting the fact that, of course, America and Pakistan are long-standing allies. But, of course, these things are putting strains on the relationship. The drone attacks are a regular occurrence. There's no sign that Washington intends dampening them down. Indeed, there are signs that they tend to be quite accurate in hitting their targets. They presumably have quite a good intelligence network on the ground, the Americans. So the Americans aren't going to stop doing it. The Pakistanis aren't going to stop asking them not to do it. There's some speculation that there's a kind of nod and a wink from Pakistan,
right,
letting the Americans do this. But if that's the case, then it's certainly not out in the open. And of course, the Pakistani government would deny that strenuously.
And do you think in these particular strikes in the last couple of days, do you sense any different reaction given the fact that right now Pakistan is distracted by what's going on with India?
Not really a different reaction. It is true that the past 5 weeks or so since those attacks and the siege in the Indian city of Mumbai, those have upped the level of tension between Pakistan and India. And Pakistan did admit that it had redeployed some of its forces and some of its aircraft, indeed, to positions closer to the Indian border. I think partly as a way of trying to demonstrate or to say to the wider world, and particularly perhaps America, that, look, if you put too much pressure on us, over Mumbai, this is going to detract from the war on the Afghan border.
Right.
But in the last few days, certainly I think the focus has gone back to the Afghan border. It's a sad state of affairs in a way that accounts of things like these drone attacks tend to be not the top story on the front pages. There are, in a sense, bigger internal problems to worry about, and these things have really become quite a routine kind of event.
Certainly setting the stage for 2009 and the many complicated issues that will need to be addressed. Charles Haviland, thank you. Charles Haviland is a BBC correspondent, and he was coming to us from Islamabad, Pakistan.